Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. Are you ready for another episode of Naughty Tales? I want to thank y'all for tuning in tonight with me for a sweet, sexy story and letting me tuck you in at night. It's one of those things that I do best. And it's also one of those things that I love. So tonight, I want you to sit back and relax, because I'm giving you a short, sweet, sexy story of a three-part series called Cyber Sex. Yes. Into the life of Candace, the sex worker. So that's all I'm going to give you, because you got to tune in to hear the rest, right? Right. So let's get all of the pleasantries out of the way first so that we can get right into the story. You can follow me on all of my social media handles here. I'm on TikTok at JStevette. And I want to thank my TikTok followers for tuning into my podcast here. I'm also on Instagram at Jaylana_Stevette. And I'm on Facebook at Jaylana Stevette, the author. And on my professional page, Jay Willis. So you can see all of my great content there on all of those social media handles, along with YouTube as well. Because on YouTube and on TikTok, I'll begin to put some visuals to a little bit of some of this story to give it a little bit of motion for promotion. Yeah, y'all like that, didn't y'all? Y'all like that play on words. But anywho, also, with the holidays coming up, I might have something sweet and sexy for the ladies, so stay tuned for that. It's the lingerie line. It's the Goddess Collection, y'all. So you gotta be excited about that. And let's see. And I want to also thank all of my listeners from tuning in. Now, I normally give you a shout out at the end of the segment, and that's what I'm going to do. But I have just been so blown away and amazed by the listenership and the increase in the listenership over the last 7 days. So what is it that you're listening to? You got to hit me up with a message and let me know. Are you listening to Naughty Tales? Or are you listening to the sex and the single girl segments? Because both of them are very, very interesting. And both of them keep it nice and hot. This is a little bit of a difference. You know, one has more of a storyline, where the other is just sweet, sexy stories. But let me know what it is that you like best, because I am here for you, my listeners. And I definitely, definitely aim to please. So, with that being said, all of the pleasantries are out of the way. Without further ado, let's get into our sweet, sexy story. Cyber Sex, Part 1, The Fetish. I had a busy but lucrative day ahead of me, and I didn't complain, especially when I recall the days when I first got started. All the crazy things I had to do to bring in the regulars. But now, hey, one day's work pays the rent on my high-rise condo overlooking the river. And the rest of my days, I spend doing what the hell I want. I know it's unconventional. And the folks that know me well, aka some friends and family, well, they only know what they think they know. And it's all good in the hood. The truth is, I never imagined this lifestyle paving the way for me living the life that I truly wanted and desired. I didn't choose this life. It chose me. Being a bored housewife of 20 years, my life pulled in a totally different direction. Allow me to introduce myself to you. My name is Candace, and I am a sex worker. My day started off as it typically does. A run with my cane corso, and then a nice hot shower in my hotel design bathroom. I dried myself off to prepare for my first customer in 30 minutes. This was nothing I needed to spruce up for, though. With the exception of my feet, that is. Yes, the first stop on my agenda was Dr. F, as I like to affectionately call him. Dr. F had been my client from my earlier years of hustle and grind, and it was his patronage that helped me financially get to where I am today, working half days and weeks, but living better than 90% of most Americans. Dr. F was unique in his taste, as my beauty and my body were no concern to him. Dr. F wanted two things: sexy and luscious. My left foot and my right. Cleophas Franklin was his name. Cleophas was about 6'3", brown skin with an oversized nose and a slender frame. Dr. Franklin had hair that was thick and curly, and he parted it down the middle with a small amount of hair grease. Pretty old-fashioned, right? But Dr. Franklin also had hazel eyes that were beautiful, but with the awkwardness of everything else, he never seemed to capitalize on that. Dr. F, in real life, was an extreme introvert by nature and was panicky in heavy social settings. Dr. F was a successful computer programmer with a doctorate in information technology. Coupled with his average in attraction, Dr. F never developed the ability to form normal relationships with members of the opposite sex. He spent most of his life hiding in the shadows and looking down, trying not to be noticed. And that's where he stumbled across his fascination with beautiful feet. Dr. F was also a man who had urges and desires. Those things also needed an outlet. And that is where his relationship was sexy and luscious began. I dried myself off and lotioned my body. I threw on a pair of shorts and a sports bra and put my sew-in in a ponytail. My toes had a fresh pedicure with a gel shade of hot pink. I pulled the fishnet knee highs from my dresser drawer and placed them slowly over my feet and led them all the way up to my knees. I adjusted the camera over the bed in preparation for my appointment. My Cash App dinged, and it was payment from Dr. F. I turned on the camera, and sexy and luscious, we're ready to entertain our client. I turned on the camera, and luscious and sexy, we're ready to entertain our client. Dr. F sat behind his desk. He looked at my toes and said, Well, hello, girls. Hey, Dr. F. What are you up to today? Well, you know, girls, I have a busy day ahead of me, but I always make time for you. Ladies, how are you? Sexy, how are you?
I'm so much better since we get to see you, Big Papa.
Oh, you're feisty already. That's why I call you sexy.
Dr. F grabs a Kleenex from the tissue box and wipes his forehead. He says,
Well, hello there, Luscious. You're looking very beautiful this morning. I love that shade of pink that you're wearing.
Why, thank you, Dr. F. I'm so glad you noticed. I wore the shade just for you.
You did? Oh, that's so hot.
Dr. F wipes his forehead with the Kleenex again. He says,
You ladies dressed up really nice for me today. I love fishnets, girls. It's such a turn on.
Why, thank you, Dr. F. So, what are you up to today, Dr. F?
Well, you know, I have a face-to-face with my colleagues today, and I'm a bit nervous.
Oh, how Dr. F, how tragic. I know. Is there anything that we can do to help you relax, Big Papa?
Big Papa? Oh my, sexy, you are spicy. It's getting a little hot in here.
Cleophas unbuttons his shirt and picks up the remote control and closes the blinds to his office. Cleophas Franklin unbuttons all of the buttons on the shirt.
Oh, Big Papa, take it off for me.
You want me to take it off, girls? What about you, Luscious?
Oh, yes, Dr. F, take it off.
Well, okay.
Dr. F hurriedly removes the buttons on his shirt and removed it. He then balled it up and threw it on the floor. He said,
Girls, if we're removing clothing, why don't you remove those fishnets? I really want to get a good look at the two of you.
Oh, Dr. F, we thought you'd never, ever ask.
I rubbed my toes together. I then took my hand slowly and then slowly removed the fishnet stockings one by one. Dr. F moaned.
Oh my, Luscious and sexy. You are truly a sight to see.
Thank you, Big Papa. Oh, Dr. F, you're turning me on. Yes, Big Papa. Can you come out and play with us?
Oh, girls, you know this is turning me on way too much.
Come on. Let us see Big Papa. Yes, Dr. F. Can we see Big Papa?
Dr. F stood up and dropped his pants to reveal his tidy whities. The bulge from his underwear was extremely larger than normal. Sexy said,
Hey, Big Papa, let me see you. It's been a week.
Luscious said,
Yes, Big Papa, we miss you.
Dr. F pulled down his pants. Big Papa revealed him a portion of himself, and Dr. F adjusted the camera to reveal all of his manhood. Big Papa revealed a portion of himself, and Dr. F adjusted the camera to reveal all of his manhood. "Ooh, Big Papa, you're so handsome." "Yes, Daddy, you are. You make me want to kiss sexy. I rub my feet together. My feet stroke each other back and forth. I take my big toes and rub them together in sexy and luscious embrace in a hot, passionate toe kiss. Dr. F gets aroused. His 6'2" frame covers the camera, and Cleophas grabs a hold of his manhood. "Oh, Big Papa, stroke it for us, Daddy." "Oh, sexy. Talk dirty to me, baby." Dr. F grabs a hold of his massive cock with both hands and begins to stroke. I rub my feet together and move them all around as he watches. Dr. F strokes himself intensely. "Rub your balls for me, Daddy, while you stroke Big Papa. We're so turned on over here." "Oh, yes, girls. Oh, yes." Cleophas takes his enormous hand and strokes his twins. He massages his rock-hard shaft slowly as he cups his balls. I moaned. Dr. F moaned, and his strokes intensified. I moaned and rubbed my feet together. I had sexy Mount Luscious as Dr. F stroked his cock. He stroked faster and moaned as he looked at the camera. I rubbed my feet together to match his speed. He stroked faster and faster at lightning speed. "Oh God, girls, I'm about to explode." Dr. F let out an avalanche of gooey creaminess that filled the tip of his cock. Cleophas fell into his chair and adjusted the camera from Big Papa to his face. He said, "Oh, girls, that was amazing. You really know how to get rid of anxiety." "Anytime, Big Papa." "Oh, yes, Dr. F. We love relaxing you." Dr. F takes a deep breath.
"Well, girls, I got a meeting to get into, so I'll see you next week."
"Oh, yes, Big Papa. Absolutely, Dr. F."
"Okay, girls. You know I have a recurring meeting set on my calendar for us. I'll chat with you later."
I turned off my camera and took a deep breath. Dr. F always gave me exactly what I needed. I relaxed for a minute. I had to get myself ready for not my next appointment. It was only an hour, and it wasn't much time. But this next client was a high-paying client, and he
definitely was worth it. Get ready for part two, The Girlfriend Experience. Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stevette is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling, it'll leave you both satisfied and searching for your next erotic journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stevette. She's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And you know how I do at the end of every single segment? I give a shout out to all of the countries that are tuning in to my podcast. But first, before I do a little special shout out to all of you who are listening and that I so appreciate for listening, I want to tell you a true story about speaking those things into existence, okay? And okay. It was about 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago, when I first started this podcast on Spotify, because it originated on Spotify. I had about 3 or 4 countries listening in at that time, and I believe it was just the United States and Canada and Australia and India, I believe. And at that time, I was saying, you know what? When I give my shout outs, I'm going to just start thanking all these other countries for tuning in. And so I would start off by thanking 1 or 2 extra countries. And here I am, not even 2 years later, and 16 countries listening in to Naughty Tales. Y'all don't know how much love and joy and celebration and appreciation that you give me. Your love and your support means everything to me. So my listeners from all over the world, I want to say thank you. In the United States, in India, in Australia, in China, the United Kingdom, Canada, New Zealand, South Africa, Taiwan, the Philippines, Norway, Germany, Portugal, Ireland, the Netherlands, and Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening. And if you love what you hear, tell your friends, tell your family, tell them all to like and support, subscribe wherever you're listening, and tune in, because baby, it's only about to get hotter. So much love, respect, and appreciation from your girl, Jaylana Stevette. Continue to tune in to Naughty Tales and Sex and a Single Girl, and I promise you, every week, I'll have something hot and spicy for you.